our worldview today, the Russian parliament has given the green light for President Putin to use military force outside of the country, raising concerns about a broader invasion of Ukraine. Russia's already deployed troops to two separatist enclaves in the country after Putin declared the region independent of Ukraine. That has led to swift reaction from the West. Germany has halted the approval of Nord Stream 2, a key gas pipeline with Russia. Chancellor Olaf Scholz saying Russia has committed a grave breach of international law and recognizing those so-called republics of Luhansk and Donetsk as independent of Ukraine. The UK has imposed sanctions on five Russian banks and two individuals, while the White House is set to announce its own sanctions at 1 p.m. Eastern this afternoon. Ukraine's president, meanwhile, Vladimir Zelensky, calling on the West not to wait to impose the toughest sanctions, adding, in his words, the first steps of this aggression have already been taken. Hong Kong has ordered citywide testing for COVID-19 as it struggles to contain the worst outbreak since the pandemic began. 7.5 million residents will now be required to be tested three times next month, with a surge in COVID-19 cases overwhelming local hospitals now operating at 90% capacity. Hong Kong has reported 5,000 new daily infections over the last week. 145 people have died so far this year. The city has largely adhered to China's zero COVID policy, but Chief Executive Carrie Lam says there are no plans to impose a citywide lockdown yet. Gyms and businesses will remain closed while restaurant dining remains banned after 6 p.m. And over in Italy, the Coast Guard has rescued nearly 600 migrants off the coast of Calabria. The refugees were discovered piled on board two fishing boats as they attempted to make the journey across the Mediterranean. Rescue crews uncovered one body on board the vessel headed for the Sicilian port of Augusta. More than 10,000 refugees and migrants have made the trip to Europe by water so far this year, despite frigid temperatures. Roughly 230 have died or gone missing.